Hi everyone, this is the second genuine episode of Ariel's podcast, and it is called Do We Need a Second American in Parentheses World Revolution? Now, why I put in world in parentheses, because I think it's great for the whole world to have this revolution, and I said I think that it's high time we fought back against all this coercion, corruption, and lies. Now, of course, let's just think about life growing up in America for everyone who was forced to go to public schooling. Of course, when you're in, kindergarten, first through fifth grade, you learn the basics, I guess you could say, math, English, a little bit of science, a little bit of history. But of course, it's basically all just mostly babysitting. But I guess when you grow up and get a little higher to middle school, I think it is near eighth grade, somewhere in middle school, you learn about, of course, our country, you know, America, and how we fought against the English to gain our independence and everything like that. And hey, today's Independence Day itself. Enjoy the fireworks and enjoy the parades or wherever you're going. But let's think about it for a second. What exactly did we gain our independence from? I know it was the English and it was the English. And remember, bear with me, I don't have any editing software, so I might make a few mistakes. But anyway, yes, it was the English that we fought for, that our supposed forefathers fought them, and they died for our independence. And they drafted a constitution after that, so that I think it was one guy he quoted, I don't know who exactly it is, he said that power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So that's why the Constitution was made, so we could all have the power to somehow govern ourselves and not be subjected to what kings and queens and tyrants, not be subjected to their whim, have our inalienable rights. Okay, so yeah, that was basically why we fought England and why we wanted our independence. But let's think about the individual person and his independence for a second. So, let's see. So, but does this particularly pertain to us? So I just want to ask, how are we free when 12 years of our lives are controlled by a bunch of people we don't even know, i.e. traders and everything like that, if we're truly, you know, independent and free, and you know, and we're coerced to being in the building called the school? And then we're told to go for an optional, quote-unquote, 2 or 4 years more, because then we'll be better than everyone else. And then, you know, at least get your bachelor's, then you'll be better than everyone else, and you'll gain more. And then if we want to be kind of way better than them, an extra 2 to 4 years after the bachelor's, you can, you know, go again and get it. So, yeah. And, I'm not here to blame conservatives / Republicans or liberals / Democrats or conservative Democrats or liberal Republicans. I really don't care. I just think the entire system was a complete mess since its inception. Since it was created. Now, since I believe that the youth are basically the younger generation is the future of this country, let's see where it's headed. Now, I'm going to give you some names and put it under this podcast. Those names are going to be Sir Ken Robinson, John Stossel, and John Taylor Gatto. And I'll just talk to you a little bit about them. Sir Ken Robinson talks about how schools are basically killing creativity, and each individual person has the capacity to be a great artist slash philosopher slash scientist, but we're just mining our youth's minds, mining their minds for very specific resources and not looking at the big picture. And John Stossel basically did this documentary called Stupid in America, where he showed the country basically how horrible our American schools really are. And John Taylor Gatto, who is a bit of a conspiracy theorist, he talked about how the whole idea of public schooling in the first place was for like mind control of children. Well, if you go to johntaylorgatto.com, you'll see all of his theories on why the education system is what it is. And I'm just saying, I think it's high time that we fought, back against all this coercion, corruption, and lies. Coercion in the sense that we are basically coerced to go into the public school system, and corruption because let's just put corruption and lies, let's just put them together. Lies in a sense that, just go get an education and then you'd have nothing to worry about. And that's a lie. That's a lie, and the direct consequence of that lie was the corruption that happened with our economic crisis. Because a bunch of greedy imbeciles who were older than us, somehow, I don't want to think it about it anymore, ruined the economy, and whatever the heck they did, they didn't pay for their mortgage, or they didn't pay off their credit card loans, or what have you, ended up affecting a whole generation of Americans. Specifically, the younger generation. The older generation and the middle-aged generation, yes, it did affect them, but not as much as it did the younger generation. So, my question is, yes, do we need a second American Revolution, in parentheses, World Revolution? And basically, I say World Revolution because after the American Revolution happened, that sparked a whole bunch of and different ways of thinking across the world. So I'm thinking once we throw off the shackles of mandatory public education and we show the world that we're better than this, that we can think for ourselves, that it'll eventually spread to other countries as well. But, well, anyway, it's 10 minutes into the podcast almost. I think I'll make another podcast where I define if we did get rid of the education system, what idea would be best if we didn't have one. But other than that, let's see. Yeah, other than that, I just want to know your opinion. Is it time for another revolution, and this revolution involves a whole different way of thinking about the youth around the world and in our country? And I will give you those names and those ideas. Okay, my second podcast. Thanks for listening.